Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Good morning and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Karen and I am your reader today. Today is Thursday, May 9th. It's also the first of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar, making it the second day of the Rosh Chodesh. The day is also the 16th day in the counting of the Omer, the time where we count between Pesach and the Feast of Shavuot. Our Torah portion this week is Kodeshim, which means holy. And today we'll have two readings from the Torah, one from Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 20, verses 1 through 7, and also in Numbers or Bamidbar, chapter 28, verses 11 through 15. Also today in history, Moshe counts the number of people in the desert. And we read this in Bamidbar chapter 1, or Numbers chapter 1, where it says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all of the congregation of the sons of Israel." Today in history, also, the work on the second temple begins, according to Ezra chapter 3, verse 8. "Now in the second year of their coming to the house of God at Yerushalayim, in the second month, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the son of Yozadak, and the rest of his brothers." Before we start our reading today, let's take this moment and bless God and thank him for his word. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel, and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master." Now again, we're starting in Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. "The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, Moreover, you are to tell Bnei Israel, anyone from Bnei Israel or from the outsiders dwelling in Israel, who gives any of his children to Molech, shall surely be put to death. The people of the land are to stone him with rocks. I also will set my face against such a person and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given his children to Molech, defiling my sanctuary and profaning my holy name. But if the people of the land all hide their eyes from that person when he gives of his seed to Molech, and do not put him to death, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, along with all who play the prostitute after him with Molech, from among their people. The soul that turns to mediums or to soothsayers, prostituting himself with them, I will set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. So consecrate yourselves to be holy, for I am the Lord your God." That was Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. And now we'll also be reading in Bamidbar, or Numbers, chapter 28, verses 11 through 15. On the first of the month, you are to present to the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 flawless male lambs, a year old, with 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering with each bull, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering with the ram. And with each lamb, 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, a burnt offering as a pleasant aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be per bull 1/2 hin of wine, 1/3 hin of wine per ram, and 1/4 hin per lamb. This will be the monthly burnt offering at each new moon throughout the year. Also, 1 male goat as a sin offering to the Lord, besides the regular burnt offering, is to be offered with its drink offering. That was Numbers, or Bamidbar, chapter 28, verses 11 through 15, speaking of the Rosh Chodesh today. Now moving on to our reading in the Prophets, or the Nevi'im, we are in Yeshayahu, or Isaiah, chapter 54. Sing, barren one who has not given birth. Burst into singing and shout, you who have not travailed. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married one, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out your tabernacle curtains. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out the right hand and to the left. Your offspring will possess the nations and will resettle the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed, nor cringe, for you will not be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and you will remember the reproach of your widowhood no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord Tzevaot is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He will be called God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you back, like a wife deserting the grieved in spirit, like a wife of one's youth that is rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I deserted you, but I will regather you with great compassion. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more cover the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you, though the mountains depart and the hills be shaken. My love will not depart from you, nor will my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Afflicted one, storm. Afflicted one, storm-tossed, unconsoled, behold, I set your stones in antimony, lay your foundations with sapphires, make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children will be taught by the Lord. Your children will have great shalom. In righteousness you will be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. Behold, anyone fiercely attacking is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you will fall because of you. Behold, I created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon for his work, and I created the destroyer to ruin. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and you will condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the Lord's servants. Their vindication is from me. It is a declaration of the Lord. That was Isaiah chapter 54. Now for our reading and the writings, we will be in Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Now that man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. That man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Now it was customary for his sons to hold a banquet, each on his own day in his own house. They would send to invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When the round of banquet days was complete, Job would send them and consecrate them. He would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did every day. One day the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Hasatan also came with them. The Lord said to Hasatan, "Where have you come from?" Then Hasatan responded to the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and walking on it." The Lord said to Hasatan, "Did you notice my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears the Lord and spurns evil." Then Hasatan responded to the Lord, saying, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, his household, and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will certainly curse you to your face." Then the Lord said to Hasatan, "Everything he has is in your hand, only do not extend your hand against him." So Hasatan departed from the presence of the Lord. One day, when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job, saying, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing near them, when the Sabaeans attacked and carried them off. They also killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone escaped to tell you." While this one was still speaking, another came in and said, "The fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and servants. It has consumed them, and I alone escaped to tell you." While this one was still speaking, another came in and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 bands and raided the camels and took them all away. They also killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I escaped to tell you." While this one was still speaking, another came in and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine at their oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind came up beyond the wilderness and struck the 4 corners of the house, and it collapsed on the young people, and they died. And I alone escaped to tell you." Then Job got up, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell to the ground, and worshipped. Then he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return there. The Lord gives, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he cast reproach on God. That was Job chapter 1. Now in our reading in the apostolic writings today, we will be in Jude or Yehuda chapter 1, which is the entire book of Yehuda. Yehuda, a slave of Yeshua the Messiah and brother of Yaakov, to those who are called, who are loved in God the Father and kept safe for Yeshua the Mashiach, may mercy and shalom and love may mercy and shalom and love be multiplied to you. Loved ones, though very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I felt it necessary to write to you, urging you to continue urging you to continue to contend for the faith that was once for all handed down to the Kiddushim. For certain people have secretly slipped in, those who from long ago have been marked out for this judgment. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God in indecency and deny our Master and Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Now I wish to remind you, though you have come to know all things, that the Lord, once having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their own position of authority, but deserted their proper place, he has kept in everlasting shackles under the gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. In the same way as these angels, Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities around them, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after a different sort of flesh, are displayed as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in the same way, these people also, by their visionary dreaming, defile the flesh, reject the Lord's authority, and defame glorious beings. But when Michael the archangel disputed with the devil, was arguing about the body of Moshe, he did not dare to render a judgment against him for slander, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you." But these people slander whatever they do not understand, and whatever they do understand instinctively, like animals without reason. By these things they are destroyed. Woe to them, for they went the way of Cain. They were consumed for the pay in Balaam's error, and in Korah's rebellion they have been destroyed. These people are hidden rocky reefs at your lovely feasts, shamelessly feasting with you, tending only to themselves. They are waterless clouds, carried along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, doubly dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame. Wandering stars, for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these people that Enoch, the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with myriads of his kiddushim to execute judgment against all. He will convict all the ungodly for all their ungodly deeds that they have done in an ungodly way, and for all of the harsh things ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are belly-aching grumblers, followers after their own desires. Their mouths speak grandiose things, showing favoritism for the sake of gain. But you, loved ones, ought to remember the words previously proclaimed by the emissaries of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, how they kept telling you, in the last time, there will be scoffers, following after their own ungodly desires. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly-minded, not having the Ruach. But you, loved ones, continue building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Ruach HaKodesh. Keep yourselves in the love of God, eagerly waiting for the mercy of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who are wavering. Save them by snatching them out of the fire. But on others have mercy with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, both now and forever. Amen. That was the Gospel of Jude or Yehuda. And if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, you would also read Matthew chapter 18 today. Well, until next time, busy moms, I hope that you can continue in your day in strength as we wrestle the many challenges but blessings that fill our lives in this season. And this is Karen wishing you shalom until next time from the Golan Heights.